this church, and if this is your first time here and you're visiting with us, you'll find a visitor's card in front of you in the pew. If you will, just take that, fill that out, and drop it into the offering plate when that comes around. But before we get into service this morning, we just have a few announcements. One is watchman on the wall right here to my left, so we're still taking silence for that. If you're interested in doing that ministry, please sign your name up there on the watchman on the wall. As you look in your bulletin, you'll see Friend Day is March 10th. So I think it's about 3 weeks away, so that's coming up soon. Friend Day is March 10th. There's also letters. There's letters up here on to my left on the front pew. If you want to invite people, there's letters for you to take home with you and invite as many friends as you want. Also over here by watching on the wall, there's a sign-up sheet for address changes. We still have that over there. We mentioned that for a few weeks. So if you change your address within the last year or two, you might want to update your address with us so we can have your most current information. And there's also one of our longtime members, J.C. Hendricks, passed away this week. So that service is going to be today. It's at the Woodlawn Funeral Home in Mount Holly. Visitation is at 12:30 and the service is at 1 p.m. J.C. used to do all things around the church. He used to do a lot of the fixing up and repairs. And he definitely was a faithful member here in the church. And that service, again, is at Woodlawn Funeral Home in Mount Holly. Visitation is at 12:30 and the service begins at 1 p.m. That's all the information we have, all the announcements we have right now for the service. You might find some more in the back of your bulletin. However, let's just prepare our hearts for service this morning. Because we're here to worship Jesus Christ, right? He's good. He's a good God to us, and we just want to get our minds focused right now and get our hearts prepared for the word he has for us today. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we want to thank you first and foremost for your son, Jesus Christ. And God, we thank you for the grace and mercy that you just bathe us with each and every day. Lord, I know we don't deserve to be here, but God, we get to be here this morning. We get to worship you. We get to praise you. Lord, we pray that we'll honor you with our faithfulness. Lord, we just pray right now that you'll just give us a great word from you. Lord, just bathe us with your spirit. Help us to not leave here the same way we came in. Help us to take what we hear and learn and be taught today to this world around us. God, we thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it's in his name we pray.